San Francisco introduces mask exception in certain areas for the boosted. By Hannah Blow on February 1, 2022. The San Francisco government on Tuesday altered its masking rules, although the major changes only apply to those who have been both vaccinated and boosted. Tuesday, February 1, marks the first day that individuals working in offices or going to gyms have the option to remove their mask if they meet strict criteria. According to the city, individuals in these stable cohort groups should be up to date on their vaccinations, including the primary series and boosters when eligible, as the best protection against the virus. Those individuals will be permitted to remove their mask. However, those who fall short must produce a negative test and wear a mask. Other COVID-19 safety guidelines in these settings remain in effect and include a means for others who do not or cannot meet the vaccination requirements to join the group with the added safety of showing a negative test and wearing a mask, the city's government website states. The city is also allowing patrons of indoor mega events to participate as long as they show proof of a negative coronavirus test and wear a mask, which the city describes as an alternative to being up to date on vaccinations. Further changes allow religious and medical exemptions to vaccination requirements with a negative COVID-19 test, affecting locations such as indoor restaurants, bars, gyms, fitness centers, and other venues where food or drink is consumed or where people have elevated breathing. These changes also begin February 1. The public should be mindful that people in some settings may not be fully vaccinated or boosted and so should use good judgment when attending gatherings or events. Despite the easing of restrictions, the city reminded residents that its indoor mask mandate remains in effect for most public settings, regardless of vaccination status. Health officer Dr. Susan Phillip described the changes as a part of a more balanced approach. "We also acknowledge areas where we can, San Francisco, can be further ahead in easing restrictions, such as the indoor mask exemption for stable cohorts, given our highly vaccinated and boosted population," Phillip said, as roughly 82% of the eligible population has received the jab. San Francisco Mayor London Breed, D., came under scrutiny in September after violating the city's mask mandate in a club. At the time, the city's mask mandate required almost everyone wear a face covering in indoor public areas. "She later addressed the criticisms, asserting she did everything I thought that was appropriate. As Breitbart News detailed, we don't need the fun police to come in and micromanage and tell us what we should or shouldn't be doing." She, Mayor Breed, said during an interview, contending she was drinking at the time and started dancing because she was feeling the spirit and wasn't thinking about a mask, according to reports. "No. I'm not going to sip and put my mask on, sip and put my mask up, eat and put my mask on," she stated. "While I'm eating and drinking, I'm gonna keep my mask off." Another video surfaced in November, showing the mayor dancing maskless in a nightclub yet again.